This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I used a word that didn't exist the last time I was on with you.
Okay. Guru does that every day.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Guru taking care of some business. We always wish him the best.
Yeah, love you, Goop.
How long do you think this phrase has been around?
Oh, boy.
Because I have just heard it recently. Situational stops.
Probably sometime.
Okay.
Maybe they're called something different, but a situational stop is, yeah, like a third down.
Right.
Or fourth down, or red zone defense, or, yeah. Probably those three things.
Yeah, that's the name of the game in football. It's like, who cares if they start at the 15, get 60 yards, and then you hold them and they have to punt? It's like, those are 50, I don't want to say meaningless yards, but that's really what, like, you can give up a lot of yards, you just get to stop at the right time.
Well, that was, I felt, always the beauty of Belichick's defenses, is it never really felt like they gave up a ton of touchdowns.
Right.
Or when they needed to hold a team, they could get it done. You know, I don't know if you keep an ace in the hole kind of deal. A lot of people believe that, like, Steve Spagnuolo for the Chiefs, like, he saves a lot of his, I don't know, more disguised blitzes for the tail end of games. You know,
right.
Brian Flores for the Vikings, you'll see him disguise a lot more stuff on third down than, say, first or second down. You know, that's the hallmark of a great defensive play caller. But in general, you know, it's, gosh, it might have been the Super Bowl a couple of years ago for the Eagles when they lost to the Chiefs. In their first couple drives, they marched right down the field. And then after two... Not the Super Bowl. Last year against the 49ers, they had two opening drives, I believe, in which they marched right down the field and got two field goals. And you're looking up, and the Eagles have dominated the first quarter, but it's 6-0.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, an avalanche just hits them, and the Niners just roll. But it's like, that was your chance to win the game.
Yeah.
Just like the Niners had their chance when they're up 14-0. If they stop that fake punt, or if they hold them on that drive maybe to 3 points after a fake punt, but instead the Rams swung the momentum back in their favor by scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, and by the way, Spagnuolo, how old is he about?
He's actually pretty old.
50, 60?
In his 60s, I think.
Careful. Yeah, he got that from my dad.
Steiny's got a birthday coming up,
by the way. He got that from my dad.
I'm not going to say which day.
My dad.
But it's soon.
And I've said this a million times. My dad always said, son, if you can steal the ball from a guy, don't do it in the first quarter.
Is this what you told Gary Payton II?
Yeah, I might have. I like to share my wealth of information, even with the pros.
I just remember he had a big grin on his face.
He's a great guy. I hope he's healthy this year, by the way.
What'd you have? A truly?
Thank you. Me too. You have another 6'2 power forward.
We'll get into the Warriors in a minute. Training camp's on Monday for the Warriors. By the way, you mentioned Bill Belichick. We got we'll have a little present. What did I say? All right.
What'd you say?
He said media day on Monday. Now, I'm going to stick it to Ken here. Ken said media day on Monday. I guess I said training camp on Monday. But do you know why? Do you know why media day is so abbreviated this year?
Yeah, because flying to training camp.
Thank you.
But they don't start training camp until Tuesday.
Media day is always informally considered. Monday. What did I say?
It's Tuesday.
Media day is Monday. You said training camp. We're going to, like, the Warriors start training camp on Monday.
They do.
Not really.
They do. Organized team activities.
Can we put the rat on the table?
Yeah,
brought to you by Adco Pest Control, please. NBA training camp's a joke.
Well, that's a fact.
I mean, seriously.
It's like 4 days.
It's not even training camp. They play three or four preseason games against the same team. They played the Sacramento Kings like four times last year in the preseason. They're going to fly to Hawaii and, I don't know, schmutz around and grab some mahi. I don't know what they're going to do out there, but the last thing they're going to have, they're not there to – they've already been right or they aren't going to get right. But 4 days is not enough. Like, NFL training camp is months. MLB spring training is months. You can't put training camp into 4 days and call it training camp.
Well, especially, so I'm looking.
Thank you, Locomoco. It's just camp.
I'm looking at the internet, and I saw a headline that said J.J. Redick, who's the coach of the Lakers, J.J. Redick announced his starting five. It's like, how can you announce your starting five? You haven't even gotten to camp yet.
Did he do it on his podcast?
I don't know.
Every single, what if instead of press conferences this year, they're just live podcasts? He should start doing them with LeBron. AD and LeBron usually do their press conferences together, but J.J. Redick should just, you know, dial that thing up, throw it onto Apple or Spotify, and call himself the first podcasting head coach.
Well, all coaches who love to communicate must answer to Doug Gottlieb. Because he is a coach and still has his radio show.
Which is also
a joke. Incredible.
That's a joke.
I can't disagree with you there. I can't. Let's go to Big D. Big D's in the hospital. He usually listens to us over his lunch break. What's up, Big D? How you doing?
Oh, not much. Haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah.
Tell Guru I said, Goofu, I said hi.
Will do.
Oh, man.
Hey, I just want to hold couple players for the Niners accountable, and I don't want to see their face or their number again, is Ronnie Bell. You got to go. You got to go, man. Hey, the kicker and special teams, take them out, shake them up, take them out back, and you know what I mean? Read them their rights. But that's what blew the game for us, for me. You know, I knew we had players. They had players out. Hey, we kept up with them, let them. Hey, Shanahan needs to change.
All right. Night, we night. Got it. Night-night. He wants Ronnie Bell cut. The 49ers are going to have a decision to make when Pearsall does come back. I don't know what they're going to do. But obviously Ronnie Bell didn't do himself any favors with that drop.
Yeah, probably not. But at the same time, okay, so if Jacob Cowing can't get on the field and people have been clamoring for Cowing, then why all of a sudden would he jump Ronnie Bell? I'm not saying Ronnie Bell should or shouldn't be on this team. I mean, it was very disappointing that ball hit him in the worst place, which was the hands, and he couldn't come down with it. But if Cowing wasn't on the field in that situation, and I think he might have even rotated out for Chris Conley, then why all of a sudden when Ricky Pearsall comes back, is Ronnie Bell the guy to the practice squad? I'm not so sure. At the end of the day, we're talking about a fourth receiver here. And I know it's because a couple of guys are out and banged up. But if you're putting everything on the fourth receiver of a football team, we got bigger problems. I'm sorry. Just like if we're going to be worrying about how Jordan Elliott plays now that he's got to step in and fill in for Hargrave. Like, if he's the guy that you're just pointing at and saying, all right, he's the we got bigger problems. You know, I think the 49ers are good enough around these, you know, quote-unquote weaknesses to still win football games and keep themselves afloat until they get whole and get healthy.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
And the big reason I think that is because of how consistent their quarterback play has been. Has Brock Purdy been perfect? No, but statistically speaking, he's been one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And actually, one thing that did hit me as I was taking Bard in today was Brock Purdy has a better chance to win MVP this year than last season, even if their record isn't as good. Like, Brock Purdy's MVP case starts now. And if you're looking for someone that, if you're a gambler, I mean, plus 2,500 right now are fantastic odds to get in on the Purdy camp.
What did he do? What did he finish last year?
I believe he finished either fifth or sixth.
Okay.
McCaffrey was third. And
oh, well, yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean that Purdy is the best quarterback in football.
No.
But a lot of times the MVP is based around storylines and situations. That's the reason why Josh Allen's the leader in the clubhouse right now, because he lost his number one wide receiver and has helped this team be 3-0. It's why Sam Darnold, his stock is rocketing up. Derek Carr has been a name. You know, those guys aren't, Josh Allen might be. Carr and Darnold aren't the best quarterbacks in football, far from it.
Right.
But Brock Purdy has a legitimate case to being a top 10 or better quarterback. And now, if he continues to play at a high level, and if the 49ers find a way to win some football games, he's going to be in the conversation.
No, and I think it, like, when I think of Purdy and McCaffrey and the most valuable player, I do think a little bit about Curry and Durant in that, how do you pick who's the MVP? So with McCaffrey going to miss some time, yeah, he's out of the picture in terms of the MVP this season, you would think. And we've just gotten this text, Evan, and I'm going to use this text to update everybody as to what's going on. The 510 says, any news on Christian McCaffrey and his Germany visit? I saw reports saying the soonest is December. Evan Giddings did a podcast yesterday with Dr. Norman Chow.
David.
And I should know because I met him. Why don't you do it since you talked to
him? Shout out Norm Chow. Didn't think we were getting a Norm Chow mention.
Oh, that's a guy from USC.
Man, Hawaii.
Oh, see, you know what? That makes me feel better when I do something like that.
What, mess up?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, at least they didn't say Harry Chow, and there is no Harry Chow. That's, you know, true. What I'm saying?
Or the dog Chow Chow.
Easy.
The dog Chow Chow. That's true. But no, he basically said that with the procedure that McCaffrey's looking at, and it's only available in Germany, I think in Panama. Basically, it's a platelet enrichment injection that they put into a specific part of your body. Kobe famously got one for his knee back in the day. And from the time you get that injection, your timeline or, you know, getting back on the field is roughly 4 to 6 weeks. And that doesn't mean you're going to be 100% once you hit the field. So I don't think we see McCaffrey before the bye. And that might be optimistic.
I
week 10 would be the week there that I would pencil Christian McCaffrey back in.
Yeah.
Optimistically.
Yeah. If everything goes well, I would say. Loco Moco on the YouTube chat. I'll take it. He said, Norm is not David. Steiny with the little T. That's a little T. That's a perfect little T. You know, you get two little T's, though, you get thrown out of the game.
Oh, so. I was also wrong. Purdy was fourth last year, right behind McCaffrey.
No.
For MVP.
Yeah, there you go.
Finished slightly ahead of Josh Allen. But to my point, though, I don't think anybody last year would tell you that Dak Prescott was, he might have been better statistically, but I don't think he's a better quarterback than Brock. Well, he finished second at MVP. Like, he,
right.
Because he had less of a situation than Purdy did. And also, he doesn't have to split votes with his running back.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. And plus, Cowboys have, you know, they won 12 games. It's a regular season award. So they won 12 games last year, the Cowboys did. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. And one of the things I'm throwing out there is, okay, things have gotten off to a rocky start. Would you take 10-7 right now? Evan would take it, with all things considered. I'm not quite there yet because I still believe the window's open to this team getting healthy midway through the season and then getting on a little bit of a roll. I don't know if I'd predict it, but that's why wouldn't take 10-7 just yet. How about you guys at 888-957-9570? And as you know, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I don't feel like without McCaffrey, their Super Bowl chances are dead, though. And isn't that a credit to the 49ers and Shanahan? Because McCaffrey was third in MVP voting. Usually you lose your top offensive player, a player that everybody thinks is your top offensive player, or top two, that you're in big trouble. But I don't think it's outside of the realm of possibility that even without McCaffrey, they can have a great season.
Well, it's going to be difficult if your offensive line isn't blocking anybody, and you're not able to get Samuel back to 100%, and Kittle might have a nagging hamstring the whole year. Like, the fortunate part, and kind of similar to last year, is at this point, they only have, I think, one glaring season-ending injury, and that's Hargrave. Last year was Hufanga. Though they had guys that missed games, there was nothing that they couldn't overcome. You know, McCaffrey had no dealt with the calf in the playoffs, and, you know, Debo with the shoulder and all the rest. But the guys were on the field. You know, that's where they need to stay. Okay, so Kittle misses last week. All right, can he get back this week? And can he play the next few weeks to help you win some of those football games? Debo's not going to be available probably this week. Can you get him back for Arizona? That's a good Cardinals team you'll probably need him against. You know, is Talanoa Hufanga? First game back, I don't expect it to be his best, but can he make one of those Hufanga-like first-team All-Pro plays that he did a couple of years ago as he gets back into the swing of things? That's where I think they need to sort of, again, just cobble these next few weeks together while they get healthy and get whole. But at the end of the day, it is about winning football games, and that's where the Rams game does hurt, because that's a game you expect to win. You know, the Niners are playing a first-place schedule. They're playing all the best teams around the rest of the NFL, and they have yet to get to them. So are those teams going to be cakewalks? No. And the Niners, look, there's also no excuses for this season. There's no excuses for this team because they're expected to compete for a Super Bowl. I know you made the point about looking at this year as its own, and while that's fair, we can't just dismiss the fact that this was a team that didn't have aspirations to get to where it was last year. And right now, I think that's why people are in panic mode or are worried about this team, because it doesn't look like they have what they had last season.
Yeah. Hey, you want to do a little experiment?
Yeah, sure. Do I need to get test tubes or
no,
a volcano?
It's more of an oral experiment. Get your minds out of the gutter. Okay, so Guru's been doing something recently. Not recently. He always does it. But lately, I've just had a lot of trouble responding. He has this habit of asking me stuff that I have no idea how to answer. I have no idea where to go with it.
I'll let you finish.
So I'm going to let...
Oh, no!
So I just want to throw you a question that Guru would throw at me. See how you handle it, and maybe this can be a teachable moment. Are you ready?
I'm waiting.
Evan, what if Jordan Mason gets hurt?
Well, that sucks.
Evan, what if McCaffrey's out for the year?
So the reason why you can hear my smile through the radio is because...
See, it's hard, isn't it?
You do that all the time.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Goo. What if Curry only plays 40 games this year?
That's different.
What if the Warriors get hurt? I mean, what?
No, I expect the Warriors to get hurt.
Klay Thompson's getting older. He's on the decline.
No, this is different.
There's no way you can expect him to shoot like that this season. And you might be right. But the point is, you also ask unanswerable questions.
Is that true, listeners?
About things 4 months in advance that I cannot answer. So that's why I'm smiling through my mic right now.
No, I'm going to take exception to this. See, I think, let's say, as it relates to the Warriors' age and injuries, I think...
But Goo!
I think it'd be more likely that I'm like, Goo, you can't expect these guys to play the whole year. That's different than... Evan, what about Purdy's back? What if Purdy's back serious?
Well, I don't think it is. That's how I would answer that, but... I don't think that Jordan Mason can run the ball 30 times for 17 straight weeks. I think, that, you know, if you're looking at what is that? 400
Well, he's got 70 touches right now.
Oh boy!
So 70 times. We're almost at the end of quadrant one.
So 70. Let's just say times six. I don't know. So carry the four. It's a lot. It's a lot is what we're talking about here. So, yeah, I think that's going to be a problem long term, but. I also assume that McCaffrey's going to be back. And so, you know, maybe actually you do just run Jordan Mason into the ground because you can do that for 10 weeks. You know, 30 touches, 10 weeks, 300 touches, carry the four. McCaffrey's going to be back. Well, then we'll just give him the 30 touches. You know, maybe this is a stable of horses. Like, you ever been to RIP, Golden Gate Fields?
Yeah, Dollar Sundays.
Not anymore, unfortunately. R.I.P. But it was my favorite day of the week and not because of church. The thing was, you run those horses into the ground. I mean, the moment they get hurt, their careers are done, and, you know, you euthanize them or whatever they decide to do. But for as long as they stand upright and as fast as they can run, you just let them loose. And so, you know, I guess that's kind of a cruel comparison. But that's Kyle Shanahan's track record with running backs. He just runs them until he can't run them anymore.
Oh, that's the other thing that I was thinking about last night.
If Jordan Mason gets hurt, he's not going to get paid.
Well, that is such a crime. It's unbelievable. I hate that about the NFL. I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, Jordan Mason may never get paid. He might. He might not ever get paid.
Well, he'll get paid, just not like a middling wide receiver.
True, but
like if I had to bet, okay, so Juwan Jennings right now is I think one of the best values in the NFL. Like he makes $7.5 million.
Juwan Jennings,
yeah, yep. He can step in, be this guy, be that guy. He does whatever you want him to do. Jordan Mason, in all likelihood, will never make $7.5 million in a single season in his career. And that's not I don't think that's a hot take, but he will touch the ball infinitely more times this season than Juwan Jennings will.
Yeah.
Who's more important right now? Well, I guess Jennings looks like he's more important because Brandon Ayuk can't get open or can't catch balls. But in a perfect world, Juwan Jennings is... Like, week one, Juwan Jennings was not nearly as important as Jordan Mason was.
Right.
When the Niners were winning a football game unlike the last 2 weeks.
This is from the 510. Absolutely. Steiny always asks unanswerable hypothetical questions. It's infuriating. That's Chris A. from Oakland. Hey, Chris A., you're done. You're done now.
I think I met Chris A. last year at a... It was after a Warriors game, I believe. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but at Dumpling Time in Thrive City. Dude, they got some great food over there.
Oh, that's the restaurant over there.
I'll take you on Monday for the start of training camp.
I see what you're doing there. I see. Jonathan in San Leandro. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, Steiny. I just wanted to let you know, and you can take this with a grain of salt, but you and Goo sound like two brothers who will go, I don't sound like that. I don't do that. And you both are two birds of the same feather, and I mean that with all respect. I love you both, and I wouldn't have it any other way. But, Steiny, you got to hear it. It's there, buddy. You and Goo are two of the same, brother.
Appreciate it, Jonathan. Go ahead, yeah, all you.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to scratch your head on this, Danny. What if Shanahan's pulling a page out of the Warriors book and saying, hey, there's a good chance we'll reach playoffs? And like Draymond says, playoffs are at the end of the season. So during the, you know, how they have this track record of, you know, being accused of not taking certain games too serious. And if they win, they win. And they know which games they have to go out there. And I know that that's probably not true, but that's something I thought about. I said, hey, we're an injury-prone team. And also, I wanted to ask you about Christian McCaffrey. Before coming to the in a couple of good seasons with him.
Ah, Jonathan, you're that's too much. And I think I saw Lucas in the back. Lucas is one of these guys. Is that Lucas back
there? That's the director of sports we're talking
about. Director of sports. Lucas is one of the... Let me tell you what Lucas is big on.
The USC Trojans?
Well, yeah.
And Zach Chower, whatever his name is.
And I've mentioned this.
Thanks, Luke.
I've mentioned this before. You know, when somebody calls in with a suspect connection, you know, I tend to give them a chance. Will it work out? Lucas comes with a hammer right off the bat. He's like, get him off. And that's, you know, you want to talk about great coaching. That comes straight from the boss. The boss, maybe Shanahan can learn something there. The boss relays that message to the director of sports, and then the director of sports carries out that task.
Are you insinuating that this is a buttoned-up organization?
Absolutely.
A buttoned-up show?
I like the kind of ship Nahegan runs.
My shirt is literally unbuttoned.
By the way, got some comments on that shirt.
Yeah, now I look like Ace Ventura. I'm feeling myself today, Steiny.
Here's my feeling on Hawaiian shirts. I like them. In Hawaii. In Hawaii.
That's fair. I love them any time of day. Any place, any time.
I have style.
All right. I'm sure you do. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, you know what? I've noticed. Great job on this, by the way, Evan. You're starting to finally conserve paper and use both sides. I love it. I love it.
Took me 3 years.
Yeah, I did that back in high school. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.